this morning with the kids. Mm-hmm. They were taking pictures and everything.
They were. Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing about that.
Today is exercise day.
But our teacher's on vacation.
She was there too. Miss Bradley was there. And Erica and the other lady was there.
What? I forgot all about it.
You keep forgetting about our exercise class. See, they ain't gonna be there.
Because I know she on vacation, but I just totally forgot.
She came today. The kids, it was a little more kids today than there was last Wednesday.
Really? Oh, my gracious. Which kids are these?
I got the Boy and Girl Club connected to the Senior Club.
Oh, very good. That's smart.
I know the lady that is the coordinator of the Boy and Girl Club.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it was nice last week. I forgot.
It's nice. It was nicer this time. It was nicer because then we were taking took a whole group of pictures. Oh. You missed it. I thought you was coming. Miss Butler. Miss Taylor. Ruthie came.
Darnetta. She came.
Yeah, she was down there. And
she could have knocked on my door.
What's his name? Bracken.
Brazier.
Yeah, Brazier. He was down there too.
She also had the Charles come? Charles Baker?
No, he didn't come downstairs to tell Miss Bradley that he wasn't gonna be here until it was almost over with.
I sure forgot about it.
Cause they supposed to come
back. I thought that man was gonna start teaching us yoga.
No, not today. Not till after the kids go to school. Oh. You know, cause some of the kids will still be coming next Wednesday.
Well, when will Anna be back?
September the 15th.
September 15th. Mm-hmm. Well, we ain't gonna have no time to learn yoga then unless we do it after class.
It might happen that way, you know. But yeah, you missed it today.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I'm so sorry I missed it.
I would have came up there. It was just the point that I came in and they were coming through the door. So. Mr. Bracken had put all the chairs out.
Mr. Bracken, he was there too? Yeah. Little short man, white hat?
Yeah, Mr. Bracken was there too.
So sorry I missed it.
I thought you were.
Now, these people knew. Now, they could have waited till a little while and then came on down.
What time do you have on your watch?
Huh? I have. Almost 1:05.
Oh, okay. Let me check. I'll keep I usually use my phone as a timepiece. Nowadays, nobody has a
phone. Yeah, it was beautiful because Miss Mosley and them, Miss Bradley and her husband was here.
Oh, okay.
And they bought some bubbles for the kids. And Miss Taylor had got something for the kids too.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Beautiful, and they would. Mr. Sutton took pictures.
Yeah, he always took pictures.
Miss Bradley took pictures. That light skinned lady taking pictures. It was about 4 or 5 people taking pictures. Mm. Mm.
So sorry I missed.
Well, one thing we could do while we're waiting is that, as I asked Ms. Sheila to say her name and her age and where she's from on tape, so that we have it.
Everybody know your age now when you get up there.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, it's up to you. There's no shame in it because I feel like everyone is young at heart. That's really the true age.
Yeah, but still, a lot of people don't like tell their
age. That's true. That's true. Okay, well, in any case, your name and where you're from, that's important because someone who's listening doesn't get to see you.
My home is Carroll, Illinois.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you say that, all I need you to say is your full name and where you're from and where you live now.
Okay, my name is Barbara Jean Garrett. I'm from Cairo, Illinois, and I moved to Chicago in 1964. Now I live here at TRC Senior Village, 346 East 53rd Street, apartment 703, Chicago 60615.
And where did you live in Chicago before you moved to the Senior
Parkway
Village?
Parkway Gardens. That's on 66 and King Drive.
How many years were you there?
19.
Oh, okay, very good. So you know the neighborhood very well.
Yeah.
All right, well, so just before you came, we were actually, I was getting into the question about some of the, well, I'll tell you that some of the themes that we wanted to cover are gardening, food traditions, and also health and nutrition and things. And Ms. Sheila said that you all had taken a nutrition class. Were you also a part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So could you tell me a little bit about what, I'm not really part of staff at any place with seniors, so I'm curious, what did you all learn in the class? What did you talk about?
We talked about different kinds of food you eat, and she usually would fix some kind of different kind of food for us to taste if we hadn't ever eaten it before. And we learned about what you should buy and all that stuff.
And the seasoning that you're supposed to use
seasoning.
Without salt.
Right. Okay. And right. I was in the hospital for 5 days for asthma. I tried that Mrs. Dash. I didn't like that. I've never tried Mrs. Dash before. So the nutritionist, the guy that worked in the kitchen, I told him, he sent me some up. He said, because you don't need no salt, Miss Garrett. I said, I know that. So he said, why don't you try Mrs. Dash? And I did, and I liked it. So I'm going to start buying Mrs. Dash now.
That's good. Mm-hmm. It's good to have choices and alternatives.
Yeah, but see, I don't eat salt no way. I've been off of salt for years now.
Oh, okay.
And I have been using lemon pepper for all my foods, bacon and all that stuff. When I bake my foods, they're fried now. But I just bought a pro fryer from a Finger Hut. I really got that for my grandkids and kids when they come over. You can fry a batch of chicken or whatever, you know. I wouldn't have that much time on the stove with the skillet and all that. That's why I bought it. But I don't eat fried foods no more. But my kids and my grandkids do. So like I said, that's why I bought it. And I bought me the juicer. What's his name? He just passed. He put out the juicer. Mm. You can put apples and everything in and make the juice. I know his name. I forgot. It's Lamer, something like that. Anyway, I got the juicer because I wanted to, you know, try the different drinks he did with the apples, pears. You can use any kind of fruit. And he said you get the nutrition from it by drinking it. So I got that too.
What do you miss most about cooking with salt?
I don't really miss it now. Because
me either. I ain't never had blood pressure. That's what I miss. I got the high blood pressure.
I've never really liked salt. I ain't never really cared for it, but I have eaten salt, but I didn't never really care for it. So it's nothing to me, not eating salt. But you know, we was raised up on salt and black pepper, all that stuff. And now I'm just learning how to eat a better way. You know, that's good for me and my health. So,
I'll just move this. Oh, one thing I wanted to tell you that I'm very aware of is when we touch the table, I can hear it on the microphone. So I'm trying to, I'm trying not to move
here
my hand.
Hi there.
Hello, Ms. Taylor. I just went into calling everyone by their first name, Ms. Barbara, Ms. Sheila, so I hope you don't mind. I'm Fereshta. Nice to meet you.
The door was hard to open.
Oh, okay. I hope no one thought it was locked up or something.
Shelly, did we have fun this morning at the
accent? Yeah, we did.
She was at our garden class, Tell. Don't you remember?
Oh yeah,
we were. It was so hot right. that day, and we were planting around.
That's
the
when
tree.
I got sick too that day.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah, okay. I went to the hospital the next day. Stayed in there 5 days.
No.
From all that dust and stuff flying.
Wow. Yeah, it was very hard, intense day.
I told you, I had
working
a bad
in the
asthma attack.
Yeah, that's very difficult because even I was tired.
They're coming down because I didn't see anybody in the multi-purpose room.
No, they say it's gonna be in here
in the dining room.
It's on the it's on the
sheet. I know, but they changed it to this room. I didn't know either. Patrice and them told me.
Well, that's all right. We were just chatting while we were waiting, and I can tell you a little bit about me and the project. So I'm an artist and a designer, and I've been working on a design for picnic tables and furniture at Diet High School so that they can have some outdoor garden space where they can hang out and eat lunch and socialize.
My kids used to go to Diet.
Yeah, so they have a beautiful big vegetable garden there that is run by the Chicago Botanic Garden. Excuse me. And the students will work there. I think I might have to fill my water bottle. I don't want to cough on it. Let me get some water. I'll be right back and explain some more. Hello there.
Hello, hello.
I'm Farishta.
Oh, yes, you more.
What's your name?
Farishta.
Farishta.
Okay,
yes.
I'm Ruth.
Ruth, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And that's
hello.
Me. How
nice
y'all doing? All
right.
What I said
right
you
back.
Already. Yeah. I didn't know she was upstairs, so I would have had her come down for
gardening class before she had.
The lady one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm showing them I have to get a, we're going to have to get a suggestion box because I think first and third of the month, we don't need to, you know, I have lots to do as it is, inside and outside this building. And the third of the month, you have to
take. You can't come, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just called me, right?
Sorry.
Man, me.
Do we need a sign-in sheet, don't we?
I can see. I can keep track of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Miss Taylor is gonna come down.
Here she.
No, the other Taylor.
Miss Taylor.
Oh yeah, we
in
got
a couple
Taylor.
Minutes. If you can, you wait a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were just chatting beforehand.
Then another guy, Mr. Baker, said he was coming, but like in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Is that bad to come in and
no,
is that
that's fine. That's fine. I can also talk to him afterwards if he has something to do. Like, you know, it's totally fine whenever he shows up.
Okay. Do you ever stop it in the middle of it, or do you just let it
go? No, I just let it go because I don't want to.
Is it calming down again?
Because it's a couple of more running late.
She said
they said
that she wasn't able to do it.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you a little bit. I was just introducing myself. My name is Farishta, and I work at a design school called ArchiWorks. And we've been working with Diet High School to make this furniture for their outdoor space that the students could use to hang out in the garden. Excuse me. And there's a big garden project there for the students. So they have a summer job and they work in the garden. I also help at a similar garden at Revis Elementary. And so as part of these gardening projects, we were talking to people about, you know, their experience with gardening, growing vegetables, also food traditions. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you all about, nutrition, wellness, food, all those kind of things. And so the product of the project, I'm doing audio recording, so that's what this thing is.
Okay.
It's the microphone. It's got a little. It looks like a little cell phone.
Right. That's what I was about. It's in a stand. That's nice.
We've got the microphone on both sides, so it'll pick up everybody at the table.
Okay.
And just leave it like that. After today, it might take a couple weeks, but I'm gonna send or give you all a CD. in the mail, or I'll come by and give it to Mr. Dolan, a CD of our conversation together. So, you know, you can keep it as part of a memory book or give it to your kids or, you know, whatever you like to do with it. Something, an archive of our time together.
Okay.
And the final product of the project is supposed to be a book with some quotes from our conversation. And it's a book that's really talking about food traditions and these issues in Chicago. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing, Miss
Taylor? We've got one more seat right here for you.
Now you can go now. Bye.
So this is everyone.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
He's
this is a perfect
elevator
number
of
people. I was just introducing myself. I'm Fereshta.
Fereshta.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
I should write it down so you can see how it's spelled. So I'll repeat myself, but I'm doing a documentary. So part of that process is getting your contact info so I can give you the CD, and also getting permission from you to record this conversation. So it's pretty standard. I'm going to give that to you. We have a couple pens here. Here's one. And I can help anyone fill it out if you need some help.
Oh, yes, because I broke my glass in
okay.
Fair play.
That's fine.
I don't see good no way. So.
Both of
well,
the handles came
off. We have time,
myself,
so. Here we go. And would you like me to help you out
yes,
here?
Yes, because I can't see a lick.
Okay. Well, this first field is your name, so
okay.
You want to spell that for me.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
All right.
T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay. And your birth date.
5-17-46.
Yes, they were the early birds, so we've got theirs on file here. Thank you, ladies. Mailing address. I guess everybody has the same address.
Yes.
Okay, I'll come back to that. What number is your apartment?
309.
Okay. And do you have a phone number?
773-952-8587.
DOSS. I'll give you this pen in just a moment. And do you email?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to write your name here. And this basically says that I will use this media maybe in, mostly it would not be on anything except for the internet or in the recording that I sent you. And we're making a book project.
Okay.
But you'll get a copy of it.
Okay.
And today's date?
The third.
Okay.
8-3-2011.
I'm going to have you sign here. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's the line right there.
Is it a print name?
Oh, here, could we borrow that pen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm done with mine.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. I'll take that. I'm going to make a little circle drawing for myself about who is sitting where. So when I listen to it, I'll remember that you're here.
Here you got the
call. Taylor.
Navanda. Ms. Navanda. Can I call you Ms. Navanda?
You can call me Navanda.
Okay. And Ms. Ruthie, yes, okay.
I can't wait till Monday.
Me either.
See how you do that drink in her face?
Mm-hmm. She made him too mad.
Okay. I would have slapped him. He wouldn't throw no drink in my face.
He did, huh?
Or we watching basketball.
Basketball, okay. That'd be so good.
Yeah, Miss Steele, I was in Fair Play. Both of the handles.
Broke.
Just broke.
Okay.
So now I gotta go find me some lenses.
This is your pen. Mm-hmm.
So they should have some somewhere.
JCPenney's always have a sale.
They do. I wonder if I get them back the same day.
No.
All they gonna, cause see, they just, what they gotta do is just pop the lenses out and put them in the new frame.
No way, I gotta go to the specialist. That's what I gotta
do. The lens won't stick out there depending on what the lens
for
glass. They have frames
that fit
your lens.
Anyway.
See,
that's
the
thing.
I'm gonna have to walk around here with no glass.
Surgery. They want me to have 4 surgeries, so.
You got, what you call that?
Glaucoma.
No, cataracts.
Cataracts.
Well, see, I don't have any vision in the left eye. And then the right eye, I got 3 sets of double masks, so I got to go through the specialist again and let them see what it's what.
Well, they had cataracts removed.
Some of them,
she has actual eye disease.
Right, mm-hmm. I have a family inheritance, they call it.
Okay.
Eye disease. Oh. So it, sometimes it's, it doesn't work what they do. So, but I'm gonna take a chance and see what they can do, you know. And I'm just praying on it. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that's all right. I won't use these parts. It's good for me to check if it's too loud or too low.
People might make fun or whatever, but
okay,
I can't
thank
help
you
that.
Very much.
It's something that I don't have any control over.
Okay.
That's true.
Right. I'm going to put that right here. This helps me remember later when I listen. We
but
were sitting around the table.
As much as I
me
can speak anyway.
Oh.
So I don't let it hinder
this
me.
Is my name. Okay, so. My little name tag here.
Faresta.
Right. So, I was saying a few words about myself, but really I want to talk about you. But just so you know who I am, I teach at Columbia College in the first year program. So all the first years come through my program, and it's their first time, you know, doing college level work. They do, we read books and watch movies and have discussions. So it's a very general ed class, but it's very exciting. Okay. So that's my job, but in the summer times I do these kind of projects, documentary projects. And the documentary I'm working on right now was inspired by this project I was doing at Diet High School. Talking to the students there, I realized that there's a wealth of knowledge that you as older people in the neighborhood have about your history and about the gardening traditions and also food traditions that maybe they don't know about. So I want to share that with them and also to make a book out of some of the stories that you share. So the book project probably will be another year before it's finished. Mm-hmm. I was really interested in what you were saying about your vision, because the book project is actually meant for people who have low vision or no vision, so that,
okay,
like, you know, you've seen Braille, you touch it, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a niece that's like that, so I know about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what we'd like to do is make, because I'm an artist, we'd like to make graphics, like drawings, that would be for people who can't see, so that they can feel the picture on the page.
Okay.
And those pictures will accompany the stories that you're sharing today. Stories about food, stories about gardening, stories about those kind of traditions.
History.
Yes, exactly. And I wanted to invite you to an event I have on Saturday. It's free if you can make it. It's free. It's taking place at the DuSable Museum, which is not too far, but you know, we have to find a way there. It's at 2:00.
You can walk over there. You can walk right on over there. That'd be
you can take your scooter also.
She do a lot of walking.
Walking is good, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really good. I like to ride my bicycle a lot, but those cars are very scary.
Ooh, are they sure?
Nobody cares about you on a bicycle.
No.
The lecture is at 2:00, and it will feature Mr. Timuel Black. He's a very famous historian who wrote books about the Great Migration. Or migrations, you could say, when people moved to the north from southern towns to escape racism and to find jobs. So he's an expert on that history, and he's going to speak. I think he's about 90 years old.
Oh, okay.
So it's very impressive because
right.
he's really just very sharp, and I'm really excited to hear from him.
Okay.
And the other speaker is a creative writer. She writes short stories and fiction about her family and their southern food traditions. And the final speaker is a woman who's running a program called Fresh Moves.
Okay.
And it's a mobile grocery store. It's basically a grocery store in a bus.
Okay.
So it goes to different neighborhoods that don't have the best grocery stores, that don't have good fresh fruits in their grocery store. And so they go to those neighborhoods so that people have more access to fresh food.
Okay.
So those are the three people that are going to speak. And I would love if you could come. You know, you're more than welcome. That day, of course, the museum, there's an admission at the museum. Mm-hmm. But this event is supposed to be free.
Okay.
So if you tell them you're coming for this event, they should let you in for free. Or you can go downstairs. I don't know if you're familiar with the building, but on the lower level, there's a handicapped accessibility entrance,
mm-hmm.
and it's right next to the auditorium, and then you can go straight into the lecture.
So that's the best way for us.
I think that's the best way, because that way you don't have to, you know, sometimes security guards will be like, wait a minute, who are you? Why are you here? So I think it's easier if you come directly to the handicapped entrance. It's called the Harold Washington entrance because it's closer to that way. So I'm going to give you this handout so that you can know about the project. The event I'm telling you about is happening this Saturday, so it's pretty soon. And it's on number 3 there on the paper.
Okay.
I think I have just enough for everyone. 2:00. I should circle it for you because there's so much writing on there. Yeah, that's it. I would love to see you there. So those folks will be there speaking, and I'm very excited about that. I have a pen. I'll do that. Yeah, you can walk. It's not so far.
Okay, thank you.
Stay in touch with me.
I got you guys could go together.
Yeah.
Also.
56th
Street.
Okay. 2 and 3.
3, 4.
4 people.
Well, I'll be there, too. 2:00.
So, maybe we could get started with some of the questions I have, unless you have a question for me before we start. Do you have any questions for me? Well, maybe later you might think, what is going on? What is she all about? So if you do have any questions, please feel free to chime in. I would love to just have you all, you know, having discussion, and I'll just listen in. So part of the project I'm working with is the documentary is called Garlic and Greens, Accessible Soul Food Stories. Now, one question I always start out with is, how do we define soul food? Or what is it really? If you were to explain it to an alien from outer space who never had heard of it, what would you say?
Well, collard greens, sweet potatoes, cornbread, black-eyed peas,
fried chicken,
ham, fried chicken, chitlins.
That's what you call soul food, fried corn.
Aren't you
going
to ask their name like you asked them?
Yes. I was just thinking how I neglected to do that. And then I'll be listening to the recording. So it's good that you're here because you're much sharper than me. So one thing I was doing before you got here, so we had a couple of starts where Ms. Barbara and Ms. Sheila had already introduced themselves on the microphone so that I could identify their voices. So I might just have you do that and hold it up close to you. So maybe we'll go around this way. I'll just take it as close as I can. It's still picking up. So you can, that's all right. You can just say your name and where you're from or where you live, and your age is something I asked, which
okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay. My name is Ruthie Doss. I live in apartment 711, and I'm from West Point, Mississippi. I was born in Mississippi, and I came here when I was 18, and I'm almost 64.
All right, very good. You'll see that I'm nodding a lot, and I usually want to say, oh, okay, and I want to say something, but I want to keep my voice a little out of it, so that's why I'd be like,
okay.
That looks okay. Kind of funny, so.
Okay, I'm Navanda Taylor. I'm born and raised in Calvert County, Maryland. I live here at 346 East 53rd Street, apartment 303. I am 68. I said that soul food was collard greens, although I grew up with kale. Didn't know anything about collard greens until I came to, well, Washington, D.C. to live. And our main dishes were lima beans, black-eyed peas, ham, cabbage. I said green. Sweet potatoes and white potatoes, potato salad.
Well, this is good. I want to come back to this question, actually. We'll talk about it some more. That's good to hear your personal perspective, though. And your name, your age, and where you're from and where you live now.
My name is Frazee Cunningham, and I live in apartment 709, and I'm from Wetumpka, Alabama, and I'm 68 years old.
Thank you.
My name is Dorothy Taylor, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. My apartment number is 309, and I'm 65 years old.
Very good. Thank you. So, I'm going to put this back where it was. It's taking the sound from both sides, so we should be okay. There we go. All right. Now, back to our question, the original question, which you guys were answering for me, is how we would define
soul food.
So we could go around and you could say a few words. If you repeat something someone said, that's all right. So let's start here.
Okay, in New Orleans, like, they have baked macaroni and cheese up here. In New Orleans, they never use macaroni, they use spaghetti. It's called baked spaghetti and cheese.
Oh, wow. Do you know how to make it?
Yes.
How would you make it?
It's just like you boil your spaghetti, and then you mix up an egg batter, and you pour it over there, and then you layer your cheese, and then your spaghetti, cheese and spaghetti, cheese and spaghetti, and you bake it in the oven for 350 for about an hour.
Sounds delicious.
And as far as the cornbread, they don't usually use cornbread in New Orleans because everything that we eat is with rice. A lot of people say it's strange to eat greens with rice. Mm-hmm. But that's what we eat, greens and rice. Like, some people just eat red beans and rice. Everything we eat, we eat with rice.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. So I want everyone to think of some food preparations and recipes. And that was good that you were explaining how to make it. And how about you? What would you add to this definition of soul food?
Black-eyed peas, cornbread, sweet potatoes, potato salad, coleslaw, chicken, and hash.
Very good, thank you. And you had a list of things.
Some of the foods that I was raised on, we don't do now. As we got older, we got away from, I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandfather used to hunt a lot. So we ate a lot of coon, baked coon with sweet potatoes around it with gravy, which was really good. Some of the other foods we eat, fried rabbit, squirrel, and we even ate muskrats from the branch. Wasn't Caden come from the river, but then the branches.
Like in the creek.
Yes, the branches were like little creeks. Like, yeah.
Okay, very nice.
And I said, I didn't know anything about other greens. The only greens we had was kale and turnip greens. And we didn't always have cornbread with those. We had cornbread with beans, but with other foods we had biscuits. Homemade biscuits, and on Sunday mornings we had chicken and smothered chicken with gravy and rice. That was our breakfast, Sunday morning breakfast. And for dinner we would have cabbage, baked sweet potatoes, and fried chicken. Sounds sometimes
delicious.
Or ham. Country right. Country cured ham.
Nice.
And
how about you?
We had green beans with white potatoes. Which some people call them string beans. String beans, green beans, whichever. And fried corn off the cob. You know, you cut it off the cob and you season it up. Put it in the skillet, put the grease in the skillet and the butter and season it up. Tastes real tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had, like, we would kill hogs and we used to have smoked meat. And we would kill hogs and that's where we had the sausage, the bacon, and everything about the hog. Chillings, like she said. And crowd of peas and okra. And the whole works. I could go on and on.
All right. Well, we will continue on that line. Yes. How about you?
We used to eat a lot of chicken and dressing, greens. Same thing, most of what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to eat a lot of that stuff for breakfast also. And we ate a lot of turkey. Turkey, and then we had pork chops, stuff like that. And roast. You know, roast is real good with potatoes, surroundings, all that stuff. It's mostly, though, what they said.
Mm-hmm.
We ate the
mostly
same
ate
thing.
The same thing, right. Mm-hmm.
Anything you wanted to add?
Because I've never been South. I don't know anything about the South, okay? I've always been here. I was born and raised in the county hospital. And everything my mom was cooking was okay with me because I was hungry anyway. You know, like eggs, grain and eggs, I didn't eat that. And rice, grits, salt pork, bacon, ham, all of that we was eating. She was never, you know, she said whatever her money bought, that's what we eat, and that's what we ate.
Yeah. So how do you feel I'll just open it up to everyone and we can all chime in at any point. How do you feel your eating habits have changed now as opposed to when you were younger? How are they different?
Well, me, myself, I still eat something. I'm going to be honest about it.
Me
I still
too.
Eat. You know, perhaps as we getting older, perhaps we shouldn't do it. But I'm just honest about it. I still eat a lot of the same things.
Well, we eat a lot. Well, I do too. But I'm trying to eat better since I know now a lot of things that's not good for you. You know, leave that alone. Try to eat more healthier. But I still do eat greens and stuff like she said.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get away from all the pork and all that stuff.
Right.
Try to
eat
better.
Turkey.
You know, it's better for my health. So that's what I'm doing.
And I eat, you know, try to eat. I never was crazy about fruits. So I'm trying to eat a lot of fruits because they said we should eat a lot of fruits, but I love vegetables anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I eat plenty of vegetables.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to get away from some of the starchy foods, but it's hard.
Yes, it is.
Because, I know I forgot to tell you that we also make jambalaya and gumbo, and it's hard for me to try to not eat all of that.
Well, it's important to have special, you know, foods that that you are feel good foods, right? You can't get rid of them all together.
Now, I eat some vegetables, but it's a lot of vegetables I don't eat because I don't like squash, and I don't like cauliflower. But I'll eat broccoli. I don't eat like Brussels sprouts. That's crazy because I eat broccoli, but I don't eat Brussels sprouts, and I eat cabbage. And the
cabbage.
Greens.
Mm-hmm. I love cabbage.
And it sounded like in your family there was a lot of hunting going on, so you're not doing that anymore. So.
No, I don't eat. Well, every now and then I may have, if my money provides, I may buy rabbit and cook that. Or if somebody, my brother-in-law used to get coon, then he would barbecue, and that was good, but nobody wants to eat it. I'm not eating that.
What do you think that response is? What do you think?
Because it's wild food, and people don't eat. They don't know much about wild food, so they'd rather not bother it, or they've never had it. And I always say, you can't say you don't like something if you don't try it. I'm one of those people who I like trying different foods. So as I've gotten older, I try a lot of different foods, and I've tried stuff that we definitely did not consider soul food, like swordfish or calamari, squid, stuff like that. I will try it once. I've even tried barbecue alligator ribs, and someone told me they taste like chicken, and they lied. Does not taste like chicken. It tastes like a strong tasting fish. Because it's a water animal, basically. My regular diet is try to do chicken and fish, because I am a diabetic, so I have to cut down on the starches. Sometimes I just cut out the starches, but it's hard to just cut out them out completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So, yes, it is. It's very hard.
And, for lunch yesterday, I went and got lettuce out of our garden. I made a little salad. Nice. I had a loaded salad.
What's a loaded salad?
Everything.
You put some everything.
I had tomatoes in it. I had the Eckridge smoked sausage, the skinless smoked sausage. I just cut it up, ate that cold. And I had some turkey sauce in the refrigerator. So I added some of that to it and put ranch dressing and Italian dressing on it. And it was good.
Sounds really good.
And I take salads and make a meal. You can put chicken strip, grilled chicken in your salad.
Yes.
And it tastes good.
Yes,
and
it
then
does.
I eat a lot of, like she said, I eat a lot of fish and chicken. And I eat crab salad. I like crab salad. I make a lot of crab salad.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I make my salad, I have mostly what they have, chicken or turkey in it, mm-hmm. and then I had fried some bacon and crunched that up in it.
Yeah.
That's real good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With different salad dressings, because I like two or three in my salad.
And that's how I do mine, too. We mix them up with the dressings.
Real good.
When I put my salad, I use croutons, and I use the dry cranberries. Mm-hmm. And I use turkey, and I use ball eggs.
Nuts be good.
That sounds good.
It is.
Well, you know, I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat any meat or fish or anything like that. But instead, I put some chickpeas or red kidney beans in my salad to give it a little more protein.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten the black beans?
I like black beans.
I love black beans.
I love all
black
kinds of beans.
Black beans
I've had the black beans. I love the black bean soup. It's really good.
I've never tried black beans.
You should
try.
Black beans are good.
It's good.
It's
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I tell you, I try a lot of different foods.
Mm-hmm.
I bought butternut squash soup.
That's good.
Tastes almost like sweet potatoes, but it was really good.
Mm.
So I'm a person who I try a lot of stuff.
It's good to be adventurous with eating.
Because I tried eating, which I said I would never eat, I tried eating sushi.
How'd that taste?
So I didn't like it at first, and then when I tried it again, it's good now that, and I go out, I eat some sushi.
I want to try that.
You got to get used to eating the raw stuff.
Yeah,
I saw a segment on TV where this lady ordered the sushi, and when they brought it to the fish, actually was still alive. It was a whole fish, and it was making the thing with the mouth.
I've heard of that.
And the guy said, and she screamed. She said, "It's alive!" The guy told him, he says, you have to take this away. We can't eat this. It's too fresh. It's moving.
Barbara, do you eat oysters?
No.
Because I was going to say, if you eat oysters, you can eat sushi because the oysters is raw.
Well,
I don't eat, well, I've never eaten a raw ostrich. I couldn't, I've never been
able to eat raw. Eat them out the shell, ostrich off the hash, on a half shell. Just take them out there, dip them in some hot sauce, and just
eat it. My son, he put lemon juice on his, and hot sauce, just soup it down.
That's right. It's sad. Yes. What's that problem? Yes. Our raw ostrich is real good. It's real good.
I was on a cruise once, and I ordered the, it was supposed to be steamed calamari, and when I got it, it just wasn't done. I say, I told the guys, I can't have that. I can't eat that. I know you couldn't, but at least you tried.
Well, one thing that came up earlier is that some of you grew up in the South or have come from families that were Southern, but is soul food about Southern food, or is there something else to it? That's what I'm curious about.
I think soul food is what
come from the South.
Not necessarily, because I didn't come from the South. I came from the East, and I think it's just a black person's culture, the food that we eat. That's what they call soul food.
That's right.
You know, I think it came from, like, you know, in slavery time. I think, you know, that they had to eat all of this, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it soul food.
That's how black folks got to eat chitlins, because that was the only thing that was left.
Yeah.
For them to eat, so.
And then I saw this man on TV, he go all around the world eating different foods. It make me sick.
And then they got a picture called Soul Food. You should look at that.
A film?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What's that about?
The same.
It's about a family having Thanksgiving dinner.
Having dinner every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All types of greens, cornbread, everything.
The soul food have a full table.
Table just full of nothing but soul food.
Is this a recent movie?
No.
It's an older movie.
Yeah.
I'll look for it.
Now, by me, grew up in the South on a Sunday. The pastor would go to different houses, and they would eat dinner with families.
Yeah.
And that's how we would have. They would fix food and put it on the table, and you dip it up on your plate. You might have green collard greens and okra. You might have squash. You might have roast. Like she said, you might have chicken, pork chop, whatever. And just dressing,
like
chicken and dressing.
Just let everybody just get what they want.
Yes.
Yeah. And my pastor used to come to my house eat too.
And when I grew up, there was breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have dinner in the evening. We had dinner at midday. And we always had fried chicken and cabbage. And before, and mashed potatoes, or sometimes boiled potatoes. But before we would eat dinner, we always had watermelon before dinner. And that was, my grandfather did that because to keep the people from eating too much of the food. So the food would go around.
And do you feel that this term soul food has a positive connotation or a negative connotation?
I feel it's positive.
It's positive.
Yes.
Part of our culture.
Yes. It's a part of us.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And it will always be a part of us.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't eaten a lot of this stuff, have you ever started eating it? You will love it, I bet.
I like greens and macaroni and cheese and, you know,
see?
I like the side dishes.
Okay, what about your chicken and dressing?
But I haven't, you know.
Oh, she tried.
Like
you
said, don't eat meat. When I was little, I ate meat.
But you can eat dressing without eating the meat, too.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes they, you know, it's made with the gravy or
the
broth.
The broth from the chicken.
I don't eat that. I know people feel bad.
I had turkey and dressing for breakfast yesterday morning.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Well, isn't it good to
have
your
meat?
You
because you know people be saying that you have to have breakfast food. It's not necessary. You have to have eat eggs and then for breakfast. You could eat any whatever you want to. Because I was watching television one night and they said that you can eat spaghetti. They say that's the best thing to eat for breakfast in the morning is spaghetti.
I'll put up in the fridge.
And like me, and a lot of times I don't want bacon and eggs.
I know that's right.
I eat greens and stuff I had from the night before.
You that's eat whatever you.
That's right.
Not,
that's right.
Not breakfast. It's not always. I'm like this with eggs. No, I eat greens
with breakfast. It says whatever the word breakfast is breakfast. So it don't mean you have to have bacon and eggs.
No, have whatever.
You can break the fast. Overnight fast. So whatever you eat is breakfast.
Yes,
that's right. That's what I eat.
Cause I ain't that crazy about no breakfast food every day. I eat plenty of food.
I just like. Well, I'm supposed to eat a lot of fruit. But then I eat too much and it runs my blood sugar up.
Mm-hmm. So. Now it's good for your, you know, potassium.
That I had a banana kind of stuff
like that. So I'm not a fruit person either, but I tolerate peace.
I bet if we lived in a warmer climate where there was better fruit, we would like it better. Because when you go to a tropical place, the fruit is really delicious.
Yes, it looks so pretty.
Here you get the fruit and it's not very good. It's tasteless because it's come from far away and it's not ripe. And I think that we're just not in the right place.
Yeah.
Speaking of fruit,
yes.
Not too long ago, I was in the Indian neighborhood, and I saw this weird-looking fruit, and it said jackfruit. I had no idea what it was. My girlfriend said, "What is that ugly thing that you got?" And I brought it home, and I went on the internet to find out a little more about it, and I found that it's a staple of India, and it has a, when I cooked it, and it smells like vanilla, and someone said it tastes like peaches, but I cooked it, but in order to cook it, I had to cut it, and I couldn't cut it with a regular knife. The knife actually stuck to it. It's real gummy, like. But I have a nurse that comes from the Philippines, and he says that the parts that I ate, they use just eat the really yellow part around the seed because it has really big seeds. And I peeled it. I finally got it cut off, and I had the devil trying to get that gummy stuff off of my knife. But it was good. And then I've heard about another fruit, and I don't remember the name of it, but it smells so bad that they're not even allowed, they won't bring it in the cabs.
Durian, I think.
Yes, that's it.
That's the one. And has a bad smell.
Yeah, and I was like, if it smells that bad, how do you eat it?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. I think it's supposed to be very delicious.
They said it is very. But I don't know how good it tasted. I probably couldn't get past the smell order to taste it.
Well, you all were saying how soul food, if we call it that, is really very culturally important to Black people. Do you think that other cultures see that you know, like we might go to the Indian neighborhood to eat Indian food at the Indian restaurant. Mm-hmm. What is the value that is in the, you know, in your community versus, you know, outside of that? Do you think people recognize that connection?
Well, when I was growing up, I had a lot of white neighbors on each side of me, and they loved our food. They said they just didn't know how to cook it. So they loved our food. They would come to my house and get to the table. They would eat more than me. Ooh, this is good. This is good.
That's the way it was for me back home in Carroll, Illinois, my hometown. I had a lot of white friends come to my house and eat. They loved it.
Yes, they do. They said they just don't understand how to cook it.
And then when I go to their house, I didn't care too much about their food.
See, because
they understood, because I guess I was so used to our food, you know.
To me,
but I didn't like their food at all.
White people know how to bake.
they are real good bakers.
Yeah, but
as far as
cooking
and soul food, and stuff, they don't do a lot of that.
They don't, and especially like cooking, they don't know really how. I'm not saying it because you're sitting here.
Oh, no, I mean, my family, my family's from Iran. Uh-huh. So we have a totally different cuisine. Uh-huh. You know, I have white skin, but the culture that my family grew up in, we don't eat a lot of the foods that Americans eat. So it's very different.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's why they don't know how to cook. They're mainly...